And when I read the satires and the odes, the thing that absolutely grips me over and over again are the fact that there's nothing new in life. And I suppose if you say, well, was that a preconception? Maybe it was a preconception, maybe it was just something I hadn't thought of, I'm not really sure. But it came as such a wonderful surprise. When I'm reading Horace, or I'm reading his satires, or I'm saying to myself, yes, oh yes, that so applies to today. Oh yes, I've met those sorts of poets, yes, I've come across those, and that will set me off, you know, so completely in a different world. But the issues are still there, the issues are still the same, you know. Was he slightly jealous of Virgil? Yeah, he was. He probably never admitted, but I think he probably was. Was he wanting to leave a legacy after he died? Yes, of course he was. Did he have lots of doubts about himself? Yes, I think he did. So, you know, and I think, although if you interview most contemporary poets and you say to them, well, you know, do you want this legacy left? We probably all say, well, no, not really. I just write because I love it, you know. But, you've got to ask yourself a basic question about any writer. Why does any writer write? Because they want something to be read, they want that they've thought of, they want something to be shared, they want people to say, oh yes, that's how I feel. And do they want the words to live on after them? Yes, yeah, I think they do.
So what would you want your poetry to be remembered for?
I think I would want my poetry to be remembered for being... It's an emotive word, this, and I'm thinking very carefully before I say it, but accessible in a way. And one of the things I did quite as a deliberate ploy when I was writing the Epode poems was I wanted deliberately to be able to appeal to those people that were classicists, so that they would be able to say, oh, she's got such a wonderful representation there of Epode 5, that's wonderful. Yeah. And of course I enjoy that. But I also wanted to be able to take it to people who not only aren't classicists, but aren't poets either. And I did get an Arts Council grant to tour with the works, and took it to, I can remember one particular group, I took it to a group of people called the Nifty Fifties in Washington, in County Durham. And there was a room of about 60 people, all of mature years, let's say, none of whom I'm sure have ever been to a poetry reading in their lives, and all of them came out saying, oh yes, that was exactly, oh I remember those days, and can you remember? And that was wonderful, because those people had never heard of Horace, and I managed to look at Horace and make something real for them. The other side of that, there was also somebody, a fellow poet, who came up to me at the end and said, I read Horace when I was young, and it made me want to go back and read him again. And when I read from the works at Durham Uni for Edith Hall there back earlier this year, one of the undergrads said, I wish I'd heard you reading Horace when I did Horace in my second year of my degree, because I found him dead and you've made him alive. And so that, to me, that's the kick, you know.